بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last night we had commenced with Surah At-Tawbah, and towards the end of the 10th juz which we heard last night, the incident of the demise of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul has been mentioned. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul was known as Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the hypocrites during the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Many years prior to his demise, Abbas radiallahu anhu had come to Medina Munawwara. He was the uncle of Nabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And during his stay in Medina Munawwara, he asked the Ansar for a change of clothes. And due to his stature and his size, they could only find a garment that belonged to Abdullah bin Ubay that would fit Abbas radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul then gave this garment to Abbas radiallahu anhu and allowed him to wear it. When Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul passed away, his son, whose name was also Abdullah, and he was a true believer, he was a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and he says that I want you to give me a garment of yours so that I can clothe my father in it, or I can put it into his coffin when he is buried. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam thinks of that incident where Abdullah bin Ubay had lent his uncle Abbas radiallahu anhu a garment. So in order to repay this favor, he then takes his own Mubarak garment and gives it to the son of Abdullah bin Ubay and allows this to then be put into the coffin, or rather used as a coffin for Abdullah bin Ubay. And then the son asks him that, O Nabi of Allah, my second request, I want you to please lead the janazah salah of my father. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wakes up and goes to perform the janazah salah. At this point, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he says, وَثَبْتُ, I jumped up and I addressed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that, O Nabi of Allah, how can you go and perform his janazah salah? Don't you know he is a munafiq and he has made so many derogatory statements about you and against Islam and the Muslims? So why are you performing his janazah salah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to him, أَخِّرْ عَنِّي يَا عُمَرْ, O Umar, move away from me. But Umar radiallahu anhu persists that, O Nabi of Allah, he's a munafiq, why are you reading his janazah salah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that, listen, Allah has given me a choice, referring to the verse that appears, إِسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ أَوْ لَا تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Allah says that seek forgiveness for them or don't seek forgiveness for them. Even if you seek forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah will never forgive them. Now if you and I had to hear this verse, we'll say there's no hope for such a person, that seek forgiveness or don't seek forgiveness, even if you try 70 times, Allah won't forgive him. But look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mercy, his compassion, his desire that no person must go to the fire of Jahannam, even if there is a small chance. So he says, listen, Allah has given me a choice. Allah says, seek forgiveness or don't seek forgiveness. I choose to seek forgiveness for him, or I choose to read his salatul janazah. And then he says, O Umar, if I knew that had I exceeded 70 times and made dua and maghfirat for him more than 70 times, Allah would have forgiven him, then I would have done so also. Showing his desire, again, for this person to be saved. Nevertheless, Nabi alayhi salam leads the salatul janazah. And shortly thereafter, Jibreel alayhi salam descends and wahi comes down. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ. That, O Nabi of Allah, don't ever read salatul janazah for any of them again, and don't go and stand at their graves. Innahum kafaru billahi wa rasuli, because they have disbelieved in Allah and His Rasul, and they have left this world in a state of disbelief. So this verse was revealed now clearly telling Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that you no longer have a choice in the matter, and in future do not read salatul janazah for them. Mufassirin say this was one of the incidents which were known as muwafaqat of Umar bin Khattab. Muwafaqat refers to those incidents where Umar radiallahu anhu had expressed an opinion and thereafter wahi came down conforming to his opinion. This shows the great status of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. So this incident was mentioned towards the end of the 10th juz. And thereafter, in the beginning verses of the 11th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the expedition of Tabuk. This expedition took place in the 9th year after Hijrah. And a very amazing incident has been mentioned in the books of Hadith. We'll try and go through it very quickly. Regarding a sahabi by the name of Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu, He narrates the incident himself. He says that generally when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was preparing for any expedition, then he would deliberately send out incorrect information in case there were some hypocrites or some spies amongst us, so that the enemy would not come to know of our plans. But this particular expedition was so serious and so difficult that from the very beginning Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made it clear to us where we are going and who we are fighting against. And then he says that the conditions were such that it was midsummer, it was very, very hot. The journey was going to be a very lengthy journey. The provisions would have been very scarce. And together with this, in Madinah Munawwara, this was the time of the year for the harvesting of crops. Now we know that the Ansar of Medina primarily were farmers by trade, and they had been waiting a very long time for these crops to come to harvest. And if they had gone on this expedition, then these crops would have gone to waste. So all of these challenges were there. So Ka'b bin Malik says that every day people would go out and they would begin to prepare. And I would say to myself that in a day or two I'll start preparing. I just have to see to some needs of mine. And like this, days and days and days went by until the day came where the army was about to depart. But still I said to myself that I am one person and this is a large army that will go. So I will prepare in a day or two and I'll travel faster and I'll catch up with them. But he said, I continue to procrastinate. And then later on he says that I came to know that when they reached a certain point, Nabi alayhi salam asked, Ma fa'ala Ka'b ibn Malik? What happened to Ka'b? Where is he? So one person says, O Nabi of Allah, habasahu burdahu wa nadharu fi atifay, that his garments and his conditions have held him back. In other words, implying that he is worried about his dunya and he is not interested in joining us. Then another sahabi says, no, O Nabi of Allah, our experience with Ka'b is he is a very good person, a sincere person. Nabi alayhi salam remained silent. The army continued. Ka'b says, I continued to say to myself, I'll get my things ready and I'll go. Until a time came in Medina where those who were left behind were those who were infirm, elderly, weak, or those who were clearly hypocrites and munafiqi. But no true believer who had the strength and the means remained behind in Medina. Still I delayed until eventually it was time for the army to now return, and they entered Medina Munawwara. He says, at this time now, such a feeling went through me and I thought of so many excuses that I would give to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And all those who had stayed behind went to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the masjid, and one person gave his excuse, second person gave his excuse. Nabi alayhi salam accepted the excuses and he let them go. When I came in front of him, he says, all those excuses disappeared from my mind. And I addressed him and said, O Nabi of Allah, you know Allah has given me eloquence, the gift of the gab. If I wanted, I could have made up an excuse and you would have believed me as did the other people. But I have realized that only the truth will save me. And the reality is, I delayed, I procrastinated. In fact, he says, I have never been wealthier than now. So I had the means, but it was my own weakness, I didn't join you. Nabi alayhi salam says that as for this person, he has spoken the truth, but now wait to see what does Allah decide for you. So he goes back home, and then he asks that, is there anybody else in the same predicament as me? So they say two other people, Hilal bin Umayyah and Murara bin Rabi. So one is Ka'b bin Malik, who we're speaking about, then Hilal bin Umayyah and Murara bin Rabi. These two people are also in the same predicament as you. Then the message comes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has commanded, or Allah has commanded, that you three need to be boycotted. Nobody is allowed to speak to you. So he says, as for the other two, Hilal and Murara, they were elderly, they became depressed, they remained at home, they didn't go out. But I was still young. I would go to the masjid, I would read salah with everybody, I would go to the marketplace, I would make salam to people loudly, just to see what they will do. But nobody replied to me. He said, I went in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I greeted him, and then from the corner of my eye, I looked to see, maybe his lips are moving. But I couldn't distinguish, is he replying to me or not? And at times I would catch him glancing at me, but the moment I looked at him, he turned his gaze away. He says, days went by like this. Until one day, I went to the house of Abu Qatada, who was my cousin, and I ascended onto his roof, and I said to him, Oh Abu Qatada, you know me. Tell me, do you know that I love Allah and His Rasul? So he remained silent. So he says, I ask the question again, that don't you know I love Allah and His Rasul? He says, the reply that my cousin gave me completely finished me. He said, Allah and His Rasul know best. I don't know regarding your condition. He says, now I realize that there was nobody for me. Then a period of 40 days passed like this. 40 days of boycott. Nobody speaking to him. Nobody interacting with him. Then Nabi alayhi salam sends a message. Allah has commanded that now you must separate from your wives also. They must also boycott you. So then the question is asked, is it a talaq or not? He says, no, just a separation. They cannot stay with you. Again, various details are mentioned. He says, at this time I received a letter from the king of Ghassan, who was a non-Muslim, and he writes and he says, O Ka'b, I have heard that your Nabi has ostracized you. He doesn't want to talk to you. We will welcome you with open arms. Come and join us. So he says, I realized this was a test from Allah, and I made sabr. Another 10 days pass, 50 days, and Quran describes here in the 11th juz, the condition that these three people, and specifically Ka'b radiallahu anhu, went through. إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضِ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. Allah says, the entire earth became narrow, constrained upon them, despite it being so vast. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. And they felt as though they were also constricted. وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. And they realized that there is no place of refuge except to turn back to Allah. Then, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. Allah then accepted their tawbah, and a messenger comes to say, O Ka'b, the Nabi of Allah is calling you. He rushes to the masjid. First he says, I didn't have sufficient garments to cover myself. Somebody lent me a garment. I quickly put it on, and I rushed to the masjid. And when I got there, the first person to jump up was Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu. He jumped up, he greeted me with a smile on his face. Ka'b radiallahu anhu says, I will never forget the way Talha radiallahu anhu embraced me, and none of the other Ansar embraced me like this. But finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their tawbah. Inna Allah huwa tawwabur rahim. But the lesson that Mufassirin explained from here is that when a person will procrastinate, as they say, procrastination is the thief of time. A person will tell himself, and especially now in the month of Ramadan, a person will say, I have so much of time left. Already we know 10 days almost have passed. Before we know it will be the last 10 days, then we'll say I'm waiting for the odd nights, and before we know it, it'll be Eid, and the entire month of Ramadan will go by. One simple amal for us. Many a times in the month of Ramadan, a person thinks to himself, I'll wake up Sehri time, and I'll read my tahajjud salah. And we should have this intention, that I will make my tahajjud at that time, this is the best. But together with this, from various riwayat we learn, after the witr salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would read two rakats of nafil salah, according to some narrations, while seated, and therefore it would be preferable to read it while seated. A person can stand and read it, and some ulama say, with the intention of tahajjud. Any salah after the witr salah is already counted as tahajjud. So ulama say, we should not allow this to go away, to slip away. Perhaps I will sleep, I'll miss my sehri, and I'll miss my tahajjud also. So rather than procrastinating or delaying, immediately after the witr, we read this two rakats with the intention of tahajjud. And then if Allah gives us tawfiq of our eyes opening, we can make the proper tahajjud in the early hours of the morning. And together with that, the other lesson we learn from here, the next verse, Allah then says, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. We must have heard this verse so many times. O people of Iman, have taqwa and remain in the company of those who are truthful in their Iman. If this Sahabi, Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu, had remained with those who were truthful in their Iman, and he had associated with them, then they would have encouraged him and spurred him on to get ready and to go out and join this expedition. And the lesson for us, if we will keep good company, we will remain in the company of the friends of Allah, then we also will save ourselves from procrastination, from delaying, and we will also get tawfiq of going ahead and doing different amal and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we completed Surah At-Tawbah and then commenced with Surah Yunus. Time is already in, and I'll continue tomorrow inshallah.